Lord God has been a blessing to us all through this month. We've seen his mighty moves. We've seen his mighty works in our midst. Father Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We exalt your name on high for all that you have done for us all through this month of November. To you alone be all the glory. To you alone be all the honor. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to speak to God also in this time. Let's ask God that God visit me at this hour, O Lord. Send me my own word. Visit me, O Lord. Open my eyes to behold the beauty in your word today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because we know every one of us in this service today shall be blessed. Take all the glory and take all the honor. None of me, O Lord, but all of you. Let your name be glorified at the end of this service. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am more than a conqueror. The same is my birthright in Christ. Let's put hands together for Jesus as we take our seat in God's presence. This evening, I want to appreciate God for this great privilege that he has given to me to come before the people of God to bring the teaching today. And I also want to thank our Father in the house, our resident pastor, for this great opportunity. I pray that the grace of God upon his life will walk through me today, and every one of us in this service, online and on ground, shall be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. The prophetic focus for this month has been sanctification secures destiny and eternity. And our teaching series for the whole of November has been putting up a fight against the forces of ungodliness. Putting up a fight against the forces of ungodliness. And today, by the grace of God, we are going to be rounding up on this teaching series, and it's going to be our part 7 of this topic. I want us to understand that the forces of ungodliness are the weapons that the devil is using in this end time to derail believers from the path of godliness. The forces of ungodliness are the weapons that the devil is using in this end time to derail believers from the path of godliness. And that is why the Bible encourages us that we must ensure that we put up a fight against all those forces, all the forces of ungodliness, so that we can enjoy all the blessing that God has in store for us as his children. The word of God speaks in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 to 12. It says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Follow after righteousness. Follow after righteousness. I pray that the grace for us to follow after righteousness, the Lord of heaven will release upon every one of us today in the mighty name of Jesus. Godliness is a spiritual virtue and a task value in everything and in every way. And it is God's highway to every believer's high-level profiting. If you want to enjoy profiting from your service as a believer, you must live a life that is godly. It is a virtue that every believer must have in order to please God as we walk with him in our Christian life. Godliness is God's kind of life. And living the kind of God's life has the promise of the best life now and eternal life in glory with Christ. However, the devil remains a thief and does not want believers to have the best kind of life that God has prepared for us. And this is the reason we need to continuously put up a fight against him in order to overcome him. It is important for us to know that the battle against ungodliness or the battle against sin is the fiercest of all spiritual battles in a believer's life. It's not a battle that can be won in the power of the flesh. It's not a battle that can be won because you have six packs. It's not a battle that can be won because you are 7 feet tall. It's a battle that can only be won in the realm of the spirit. This is because it is a battle against satanic strongholds. It is a battle against principalities. It is a battle against powers. It is a battle against the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places, as written in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. So any believer that refuses to fight this battle may end up being a victim to the devil. I pray that none of us will be a victim of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 4 tells us that wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the same, and is set down at the right hand of the throne. For consider him that endureth such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. I pray that none of us will faint in the mighty name of Jesus. The 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6 also tells us that we walk in the flesh, we do not war after flesh. It says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What are the strongholds we are talking about? The strongholds of the devil. All the forces, all the evil forces that the enemy is throwing to against us for us to be drained from the path of righteousness. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 also makes us to understand that finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh, we wrestle not against the blood, but against principalities and against powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. The only way by which this battle against all the forces of darkness, the forces of ungodliness, can be won by any believer is by us putting on the fight of faith, a good fight of faith. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. All that the devil uses to derail believers from the path of godliness to sin against God are darts of evil spirits or darts of evil forces. Devil knows that hell is made for him. Hell is made for all his followers. And that is why all that he's doing is he doesn't want to be the only one that will end up in being in hell. That's why he's always doing everything possible to derail us as believers. But I pray none of us shall be derailed in the mighty name of Jesus. We have to make sure that we stand firm in the word of God. We have to make sure that we never stop waging war against all the forces of darkness. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversaries, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. I pray that none of us will be devoured in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me make this submission here today, that one thing that the devil uses mostly is whatever we love most or whatever he sees as our weakness. If we look at the word of God, if we look at Samson, what the devil used against Samson is what was the weakness of Samson, which was the loss of the eyes. What the devil used against Saul was the spirit of disobedience. what the devil used against Judas Iscariot is the love of money. So all these things are the devil, are the things that the devil is using in this end time to ensure that believers don't get to the end that God has ordained for them. So therefore, as believers, we need to make sure that we stand strong. We need to make sure that we don't allow the devil to have access to our lives. I pray that God of heaven will strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. My question to each and every one of us here today is our weakness love of money? Is our weakness anger? Is our weakness unforgiveness, lust, bitterness, lack of self-control, telling lies, pride, and many more? We must cry to God today for help so that he can strengthen us. He has promised us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. If you are weak, the strength of God will be made available for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that none of us will be caught in the web of ungodliness in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Since the beginning of the month, we have been considering different ways to identify the evil spirits behind ungodliness. We look at the spirit of uncleanness. We look at seducing spirit and doctrines. We look at the spirit of the world. We look at the spirit of deception. We look at the spirit of rebellion. Today, we are going to look at two more evil spirits behind ungodliness. And the first one we are going to look at today is the spirit of idolatry. The spirit of idolatry. When we hear about idolatry, what comes to mind mostly for us is that something that we put down as an image that we bow down before and we make sacrifices to. That is true, but it goes beyond that. Idolatry transpires when a person gives his complete and undivided attention, devotion, passion, love, or commitment to an object to a person other than God. When something other than God takes first place in our minds, when everything about God does not really matter to us. What matters to us is that thing that we really want. Then that becomes idolatry. Our own idolatry could be love of money. Our own idolatry could be our job. It could be a position. It could even be, and I've seen believers coming into the house of God. And when they come in, the next thing they do as they sit down, they take their phone, go into Instagram. Even when the pastor is preaching, they don't care. That is an idol. And that is what the devil is using these days, especially all these technologies. We as believers, I'm not saying it's bad to go to Instagram. I'm not saying it's bad to go to TikToks. I'm not saying all those things are bad, but we need to make sure that we watch the way we go there. They must not take the place of God in our lives. When they take the place of God in our lives, then the devil will be using them to draw us to hell. I pray none of us will go to hell in the mighty name of Jesus. None of us will go to hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, the God that we serve said, I am a jealous God. If you come into the presence of God and you don't give God all the full attention that he needs, he's telling you, he's telling me today, I am a jealous God. I pray that none of us will fall to the wrath of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 22 verse 31 says, and Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, these people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. And in Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, he says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will owe to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and you serve mammon. You can't serve God and you have to take one. One must be chosen. I pray that God will give us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. The second spirit that the devil uses is the spirit of envy and strife. The spirit of envy and strife. And it's common even in the body of Christ these days. These are things that we must see among unbelievers. But as we are seeing it, they are all happening in the body of Christ. Envy is a feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possession, qualities or luck. There's nothing good about envy, and there's nothing good about strife. They are not godly, and they are totally evil. Envy is evil. Strife is evil. Envy and strife, they destroy relationship. They cause confusion. They create division, and they hinder the move of God. And that is why, as believers, we need to be very careful. We need to watch out for this spirit. James chapter 3, verse 16 tells us that for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. And NASV said, for where jealousy and selfish ambitions exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. It's not just one evil thing. Every evil thing. That is why we have to be careful as believers. And we saw what happened in the life of Abraham and Lot. In the book of Genesis chapter 13, verse 5 to 12, it was envy, it was strife that caused Lot and Abraham to be separated. And that separation brought about the downfall of Lot. If you read the entire story, Lot went to Sodom and Gomorrah. He went there empty. He came back empty because of envy and strife. He allowed all his herdsmen to strive, to envy all the herdsmen of Abraham, and he ended up being a loser. I pray none of us will be a loser in the mighty name of Jesus. The same thing happened to Miriam and Aaron in the book of Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 2 and verse 10. They were so envious of Moses. They said, is it only you that God speaks to face? We are also prophets. And what happened to Miriam? Miriam, Bible said, Miriam became leprosy. She became a leper by that singular act of envy. I pray that envy will not have its way in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. This evening, the word of God is telling us that in Romans chapter 13, verse 13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, in drunkenness, not in chambering and in wantonness, not in strife and not in envy. I pray that God will give us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. What are the biblical steps for us to live a sanctified life? What must we do to live a sanctified life? Number one, making a covenant with God for sanctification. We must make a covenant with God for sanctification. In Job chapter 31, verse 1 to 4, the word of God says, Job was saying, I made a covenant with my eyes. When they should, I think upon a maid. For what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? God sees our ways. God counts all our steps. That is why, as believers, we need to be very careful the way we live our Christian life. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, Joshua made a covenant. He said, as for me and my household, the only God that I'm going to serve is God of Israel, is God that dies not. So, as believers, we must make that covenant to say that we are going to live a sanctified life. And I pray that grace will be made available to us in the mighty name of Jesus. The other thing that we need to do is that we must make sure that we are more occupied with God. We must not give room for the devil. Be more occupied with God. All those chatting time on phone, when you get home, use them to see God's face. A friend calls you, you are spending 5 hours on phone talking to a friend. My God. That is where the devil comes in. So we must make sure that 5 hours, convert it to time to see God's face. Have more time with God. Don't give room for the devil to come in. The more occupied we are with God, the freer we become from all things that defy. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1 to 4, it says, and it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servant with him and all Israel. David was supposed to be at the battlefront. But what happened to David? Yeah, I'm the king. You can go to the battle. Let me stay at home.
He failed to create time with God. And what happened to him? He entered into sin. He entered into sin. And all of us, I know we are Bible scholars, we know what ended. The baby that came from that act that David committed, that baby died. But thank God, because our God is a merciful God, God was able to restore David back. So I pray that God will give us wisdom. We must make sure that our time, all our time, they ask you to come to church, you give excuse. You are creating room for the devil to come in. They ask you to join prayer online, you are giving excuse. You are creating time. You are creating ways for the devil to step in. I pray that God is going to give us wisdom. Let's use our time wisely with God. Let's use our time to seek after the things of the kingdom. And when we do that, we begin to enjoy the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We must also make sure that we take spiritual responsibility in prayer and in fasting in dealing with this evil spirit. Don't think that it's the resident pastor that will pray for you. The time you are supposed to use to develop yourself, to occupy yourself with God so that you can generate power on the prayer altar, you are using that time to talk on the phone. You are using that time to run after money. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You have to take personal responsibility. You have to take personal responsibility in prayer and fasting so that you can deal with this evil spirit that the enemy is using in this end time to derail believers from the path of godliness. It is in prayer and fasting, like I said, that we generate power that is required to deal with all these evil forces. Mark chapter 9 verse 29 says, "And he said unto them, this kind come forth by nothing, but by prayer and by fasting." I pray that God will give us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. What is then the covenant way to live a sanctified life? The only covenant way to live a sanctified life is repentance. If you have sinned, if you have committed any iniquity, if you know that you have wronged God, then go before God in repentance. Repentance is a non-negotiable requirement for us to experience forgiveness from God. There is nothing above, below, around repentance. If you have sinned against God, go before Him and ask for forgiveness. And I know the God that we serve will forgive in the mighty name of Jesus. Proverbs 28 verse 13 says, "He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever converseth and forsake them shall have mercy." Whosoever confess and whosoever forsake them shall have mercy. And in that passage that we read before about Miriam and Aaron, we saw what happened. The two of them committed sin. The two of them did what was wrong. But what happened? Aaron was not punished. Why? Because he went before God in forgiveness. When Miriam was proving that I have every right to say whatever I want to say, the other person went to God and said, "God, forgive me." And he got forgiveness. And she got leprosy. I pray that God of heaven will give us understanding. The same thing happened to the thief, to those two thieves that were with Christ when he was on the cross. One was telling, they call him Messiah. He cannot even defend himself. He can't even deliver himself. The other one was seeking forgiveness. And by humbling himself, by genuinely asking for forgiveness, he was able to have that forgiveness. I prayed that as we go before God in repentance, God of heaven will answer us in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that no one among us will be a victim of this end time spirit of derailment in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's rise up on our feet. If you have been blessed at all, let's rise up on our feet and give God thanks again today. Let's appreciate Him. Let's give Him all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If there's anyone in this house who has not given his life to Christ, all what we have said today, they are just communication. They have no meaning. So if there's anyone in this room right now or online with us who has not given his life to Christ, I enjoin you, surrender yourself to Christ and pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus,
I thank you today for speaking to my spirit. Lord, today I confess you as my Lord, as my personal Savior. From today onward, take over my life. Write my name in the book of life and grace me to walk in righteousness with you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. If you said this prayer, I want you to online, I want you to send us a text message using the number that is shown on the screen. And if there's anyone here in the house who said that prayer, I want you to reach out to any of the pastors and we will help you and continue to work with you. And God of heaven, we embrace you to walk in that conversion that you have made in the mighty name of Jesus. We join our heart this hour. Let's put hands together for Jesus as we welcome God's servant. Hallelujah.
Someone blessed already. Is someone